The controversial political commentator and former Labor leader Mark Latham is having a crack at a new job. He's trying to launch a radio career with a new podcast called Latham Land. Now, I listened to the demo that Mark Latham put out in which he says blokes have lost their self-esteem, they're welfare dependent, they've got other troubles, drugs, alcohol in their life, and it's that loss of self-esteem where I think that they use the domestic violence as a coping mechanism to get over all the other crap they've got in their lives. That's one of the comments that Mark Latham makes on his podcast, that domestic violence is a coping mechanism for blokes because we have all these other issues in our life. Bizarre. He also says that domestic violence campaigns are being run for political reasons. He doesn't understand why there's a big national push on the issue of domestic violence. He accuses Rosie Batty of speaking nonsense and being part of a campaign against all Australian men. I just can't help but think that Mark has lost the plot. But then again, I think we knew that a long time ago. I don't get his vendetta against Rosie Batty. I just don't understand it. Mark, I know that you're a regular listener of this radio program in this radio station. The poor woman had her son bashed to death in front of her with a cricket bat. And she now spends her time travelling around the country raising awareness for domestic violence. Why don't you pick on someone your own size, Mark? And as for your stupid question on why there's a national push on stopping domestic violence, on average, one woman is killed by their partner in this country every week. It sounds to me like a national campaign is the least we can do. And as for your radio career, Mark, well, I don't pretend to be a expert or a veteran or anything else, but I had a listen to the little teaser that was released. Mate, you need a co-host. You need a co-host. You're no good on your own. I think you're quite entertaining when you've got a host there. I used to watch you when you're on with Paul Murray on Paul Murray Live on Sky News, and I know that you used to do bits and pieces on 2UE, I think possibly even with John and Gary. But, mate, you need a co-host with you so that they can kind of guide most things and then you can tell your opinions along the way. That's just my advice, not that you're asking for it. And, no, I'm not putting my hand up as your co-host.